We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got for us today, man?
Well, the good news, guys, is if you don't like the segment, we have a giveaway coming up at the end of it.
Oh, there you go. It'll keep people around.
So that'll keep people around. Exactly. That might help. So we started off here at Wheel of Fortune, guys, and whenever there's a good clip from these game shows, certainly like to get after it here. And you know, in the beginning of the show, when they ask the people to kind of tell a little bit about themselves.
Yeah, of course.
Listen to this here from Wheel of Fortune.
Hello, Blair. Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. You own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business, yeah. In San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
I watched Wheel of Fortune, too. I didn't miss that one.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Holy smokes.
I was cursed.
That was awesome.
I feel like you guys didn't expect that.
No, not at all. When they said trucking company, I thought, we deal in meth and, you know, the truck drivers are. Not that. That is
Did
amazing.
That catch you off guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Did not expect that. No. Wow. Damn, pretty good for the little family show. That was beautiful.
You want that one more time?
Please.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Blair. Hello. Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. You own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business, yeah. In San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
Oh, my God. Those stepkids must hate him, and there must be mutual hate in that whole thing.
I've been cursed with three stepchildren. I'm the old battle axe and one rotten stepchild.
By the way, the guy's bald with a big white beard.
Of course he is. It's Santa Claus.
Skinny Santa Claus.
You're saying he was no great catch either.
Though. No, not exactly.
Yeah, but he got the last laugh.
Somebody's picking up the bills for it, though, so shut up.
I hope he won.
What else you got, Woody?
All right, we go to the UFC for this next one here, and here's some interesting training methods from Khabib Nurmagomedov as he has been seen, and there's video of this, of him swimming in a freezing cold river against the current in Dagestan, Russia.
It's probably healthy.
Looks like a scene out of Rocky IV
right,
here.
That's it.
He's literally swimming, you know, against the water in this thing, and he says freezing cold. That's how he trains.
Blood flow?
I don't know.
I don't get that. Dye?
Yeah. Like, who wants to get in that water?
I don't know, man.
Does that really do that much more for you? Swimming in that cold of water?
I know sitting in those ice tubs was unbelievable.
Yeah,
but I don't get
that. After working
one thing to be in an ice tub and
swimming against the current.
One of these MMA guys said it makes him feel comfortable in uncomfortable situations. I guess you have those in UFC. I don't know.
I mean,
whatever it takes, man.
Maybe a different breed of person.
We're talking about it. Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? What else you got?
All right, guys. Alabama and Tennessee are going to go this weekend here, and Tennessee is a 34.5-point underdog.
Oh, God.
This game could get very ugly. Well, Jeremy Pruitt, who's the Vols coach, had a kind of a joking reply here when he was asked about his game plan for this week. He said there's a high school team in Arkansas that does an onside kick for every kickoff and never punts. If we could do that and never give Alabama the football this week, that would be a great game plan.
I think they should try it. What's the worst that could happen? You're going to get beat by 50 anyway.
You do an onside kick, and that's going to be the quickest 7 points going the other way you've ever seen on a short field.
Tua's stats are going to be like 11 for 11, seven touchdowns. Judy will have
four. Let me tell you, you guys all be screaming how much you love Tua after playing Tennessee.
Right.
Even with one guy suspended.
Whatever happened to Tennessee, man? They had the street agent. They were great back in the day. The guy wanted to kick our ass.
How did that thing go?
I don't know.
They had a roll in there.
Lane Kiffin was there for, wasn't he there for like an hour?
A cup of coffee?
Yeah.
I know it's early in the week, but do you have a pick on that game with that 34.5 point spread, which probably will go up?
Yeah, pain.
Way
pain. Can I say pain? Alabama's going to win by 50.
Correct.
Especially if they even try onside kicks on Alabama. Nick will get pissed off.
They better hurry before he pulls out the starters right in the fourth quarter.
I don't know. The backups are pretty good also. Tennessee is just terrible.
That's two Rocky references, by the way, in this segment. If you get one more, that's the hat trick.
I'm trying.
All right.
Thunder lips?
You guys remember Tom Brady listed his house for sale?
Yeah.
And there was a whole thing about, who was it, Ben said he might be leaving. Ben Bowen was like, oh, he might be leaving because he listed his house. Back for $39.5 million, a five-bedroom, seven-bathroom New England area house. Brady had to take a cut on this thing, guys. He cut it $5.6 million from the original asking price because the house is having a little trouble selling.
Yeah. Wow.
He may have to come down.
Has a rec room, a gym, a wine room, a spa, and an outdoor organic urban vegetable garden.
Wow. Look at that. It's right
up
your alley,
Joe. You can grow your own
stuff
there.
Yeah, no, I get it, but it's...
Grow your basil.
So it's not on the ocean, right? I mean, it's...
No.
That's a problem. Because people are going to spend that kind of stupid money. They want a bad pad on the ocean, right?
You got an herb garden.
But it's Brady's house.
And it's Brady's house.
Yeah.
Leave a ring.
Brady and Giselle live there. That's cool.
We throw a ring in? He's got six.
I think you do leave some of that stuff. See if that helps.
MVP trophy?
Sign the walls?
He's not giving up Super Bowl jerseys, trophies, or
someone
rings.
Someone already got one, right? Didn't they steal one once? One of his jerseys?
Yeah, he got that back. Oh. Yeah, he got that back. Yeah, it was a $500,000 jersey.
I know.
Game
if I had
worn,
a man
Super
cave,
Bowl
I would
jersey?
Just say, listen, I'll buy the house. This is going to be my man cave room. I want you to sign the wall. I think Hollywood's right.
Maybe that'll happen.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
One more story here, guys, before we get to the giveaway. Ooh. And there's a controversy at Staples Center. They have all the banners. You've seen all the Lakers banners that hang, basically would be behind the basket, right? You've seen all those banners, the players that have been retired and the championships, all the championships that the Lakers have won. Well, to the right of those banners, and I showed you guys the picture of this, there is a massive Taylor Swift banner. Honoring the fact that she sold out 16 straight shows at Staples Center, the Taylor Swift banner is bigger than all the other banners even stacked up together. The thing is absolutely massive. Well, the LA Kings fans have had enough, and they want it covered up during Kings home games because they haven't won a playoff series since the thing went up, and they think it's cursed.
Holy
interestingly
smokes.
Enough, Kobe Bryant
had
a lot to do in getting this banner put up there. And, it also got me thinking of unusual banners that hang in buildings. I know the Heat have the Michael Jordan banner.
And we have Marino, too. Don't we have still Marino up there?
Yeah.
I
love
the
Heat have a couple
guys.
Of unusual banners hanging up in their building, but none worse than this Taylor Swift one. It is absolutely massive. It's already covered up during every other team's games that play there except for the Lakers, who keep it
I'm
displayed.
Guessing the hockey team's going to win on this one.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They did win.
Your money? Yeah. That thing needs to come down.
Right. It's going to be covered. I mean, it's kind of like the Billy Joel banner they have hanging at MSG. Except Billy Joel doesn't suck like Taylor Swift.
Oof, God.
Why would you say that?
Jeez.
Bro? Honestly.
Way down that segment.
Well, I mean, she's really popular, right? Maybe not with you and your six or seven buddies, but she's pretty popular.
She made a lot of money.
So are you a fan? I mean, you're defending
her. Yeah, I like her.
Can you sing one of her songs, Joe?
Joe's definitely got that on Spotify. Oh, keep going. No, I almost stopped him. Go.
I do know a couple songs.
Let me hear a little bit.
Man, I got daughters, okay, Jerky? I got daughters.
Give me one line.
We got to jump in 8 o'clock hour. We don't want to take away.
Here you go, Joe.
He's dancing. I'm not even laughing.
You know what they say? This is one of the songs when she got dumped by one of those guys.
Yeah, you don't want to get into a
relationship. All of her songs are about that. Yeah. You gonna
say? Guess what people say. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay.
All right. There it is.
Yay.
Thank God we're in a room by ourselves. And no one can see us.
Go ahead and rip her, Hollywood. I
really think we should do the giveaway.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead, man.
All right, caller 5 right now. We're going to give you a $50 gift card courtesy of Shuckers Waterfront Bar and Grill in North Bay Village with great food and drink specials and the best waterfront views in Miami. We're also going to be doing the post-game show live there on Saturday right after the Canes and Georgia Tech game. Myself and Rashad Butler will be there.
All right. Good stuff.
So call our five right now. 305-567-056. He will get you hooked up.
All right. Tony Pauline.
Shake it off.
NFL draft analyst at Pro Football. You know we got to start having all our guys on. Everybody likes a good ranking on the quarterbacks and other positions. Our guy Tony Pauline will join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk about it. Listen, man, we're going to be talking about that draft, even though it's months away. This is the earliest we've ever
done
this.
Doesn't matter.
But this is where we are, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.